Over the past few decades, China has pumped billions of dollars into Algeria to build ports, solar plants, and dozens of industries. That represents an important engine of modernization for the North African country. Yet the more lasting impact of this bilateral partnership may be better measured in noodles than steel girders. Chinese investments brought Chinese workers, who in turn brought with them a taste for home. Over time, a ramen craze has swept across Algiers. In kitchens and markets across the capital, writes Audrey Thiebert, Algerians and Chinese fuse their culinary cultures and speak in broken versions of each other's languages. If the world's leaders gathering in New York this week need a metaphor for blending harmoniously, they may find it in a bowl of shorba beta with pulled noodles. It's Tuesday, September 23rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Moldova detained dozens over an alleged Russia-backed unrest plot. Authorities said they carried out 250 raids and detained 74 people on Monday as part of an investigation into a purported plan to incite mass riots and destabilize the country around a critical parliamentary election. Moldovans will vote to choose a new legislature this Sunday, in an election many view as a choice between their country's continued path toward membership in the European Union or closer ties with Russia. Prominent Egyptian activist Alaa Abdel Fattah has been exonerated. Egyptian authorities announced a presidential pardon that is expected to free Mr. El Fattah, who has been in prison for almost all of the past 12 years. He was a leading voice of the country's 2011 Arab Spring uprising and has gone on hunger strikes in unsuccessful attempts to win his freedom. Also, Oracle will manage TikTok's algorithm for U.S. users. Determining next steps for the algorithm, currently owned by Beijing-based ByteDance, has been one of the most closely watched issues during negotiations over TikTok's future. A Trump administration official who insisted on anonymity to discuss the merging deal said they believe the plan will satisfy national security concerns over a Chinese company potentially manipulating what is being shown to platform users. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Gaza's high school graduation exams are seen as far more than an individual academic accomplishment. They are a step into adulthood, carrying both your dreams and your country's. The war has made that transition nearly impossible. Khada Abdel Fattah reports from Deir al-Bala, Gaza Strip, for The Monitor. President Donald Trump says Antifa, which often confronts right-wing demonstrators, is dangerous and is now considered a domestic terror group. Because the movement lacks structure, his declaration raises concern that any protester could be targeted. Cameron Pugh reports for The Monitor. Recent disasters in Texas and North Carolina underscore how costly interior floods can be. After Roseville, California, was hit by destructive floods in the 1980s and 90s, the city turned itself into a model of preparedness and hazard mitigation. Stephanie Haynes reports from Roseville, California, for The Monitor. Tamir Rice was killed at age 12 by a Cleveland police officer. His mother's passion and solace are in helping children, but she also wants to provide a cultural roadmap for young people. Ken Macon reports from Cleveland for the Monitor. The ebb and flow of the global economy brings cultural forces in its wake. This is how a Chinese cook, going by an Arabic name, comes to be serving hand-pulled noodles in Algiers to Algerians. Audrey Thiebert reports from Algiers, Algeria for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on mercy as mending after the killing of Charlie Kirk. Americans who feel angry or hurt by President Donald Trump's words and actions, such as his unsupported accusation that the radical left influenced Charlie Kirk's killer, might find some calming wisdom in the words of Mr. Kirk's widow. At a memorial service Sunday for the slain conservative activist, Erica Kirk said she forgives that young man charged with the September 10 assassination. Such quick mercy after a crime so calculated and callous was not only for Mrs. Kirk's peace of mind. Like others who cherish forgiveness as the essence of universal love, she explained the religious origins of her profound choice. "I forgive him because that is what Christ did," the mother of two young children stated. "The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love, and always love. Love for our enemies and love for those who persecute us." Can such acts of person-to-person forgiveness, especially so soon after a tragic killing, really bring restoration and reconciliation in an America so divided and too often violent? At the very least, Mrs. Kirk's mercy reveals how much she relies on individual spiritual reflection rather than a president or other public figure to influence the country during a crisis. She certainly did not call for the accused to be let off the legal hook or to show remorse simply as a result of her forgiveness. Rather, her reasons serve as a practical Christian counterpoint to the accused killer's stated justification for the shooting, as written in a text message, "I had enough of Kirk's hatred." Her embrace of love helps diminish a common belief in evil as an inevitable power. Last April, the United States saw a similar case of forgiveness after another horrific shooting, the 2019 mass murder of 23 people at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. The courtroom forgiveness of some shooting survivors helped spare the gunman's life after he pleaded guilty. The prosecutor decided to remove the death penalty and instead seek life imprisonment. At its root, forgiveness is a plea for offenders to regain their divinely bestowed innocence by embracing the love offered them, as well as the errancy of past wrongdoing. Or, as Yolanda Tina Hero, whose brother was killed in El Paso, told the shooter, "I want you to see and feel all of us who have been impacted by your actions that has brought us all closer with God's love, which shows you that this great city of El Paso is a very forgiving place to dwell in." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how truth was clearly expressed. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Audrey Thiebert.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.